Dreamcast. This week with your hosts, Scamboo.
Which one is it? The one that says bad motherfucker.
And Elbaron.
Oh my god! Oh my god! You are so fucking funny! You are so... God damn you for being so funny!
Also with Drath.
Everybody knows the Holocaust was a lie, so let's sing about the things we like and don't be shy.
Craigie boy.
I'm not in France.
And Gasp.
Good. Between you and me, I think the Ruskies need a good kick in the balls. Right in the testicles, the source of their commie power.
And now, we will begin the Dreamcast. After which, we will enjoy some cake.
Time to go down below into the liquid abyss.
Him.
Welcome to the Dreamcast. I am Elfan, and I can't believe you've all done this.
What was the link? Stop.
But, today, I have
you
with me...
Can't believe going ham.
Will you shut the fuck up? I have with me Drath, Scamboo, and Craig, and we are gonna talk about some shit today. We're gonna do the usual news and new releases, and then we're gonna delve into, I think, some site talk. Just like, what's going on with the site, and why nothing has been really posted for the last few weeks.
Wait up, guys, can you guys, just give me 1 second?
The train? Awesome. Nice.
Did you guys hear that?
And we're gonna have, like a whatever the hell we want to talk about segment, because we always do that. It's just what we do.
Yeah.
So,
okay, who's gonna start?
What have you guys been playing
and
this week?
If you can't play just on this, well, you're gonna have to get used to it.
What have you guys
No, that's not good.
Oh god. What have you guys been playing this last 4 weeks?
5 weeks.
Five.
This is gonna be the longest segment ever.
I've like six or seven games. Okay, I'll start. So,
and I'll pretend to give a damn.
I know for a fact that Elpham likes hammers. So,
I do like hammers.
You get turned on by hammers.
Especially really
heavy.
Yes,
I have been playing something that's related to hammers as well.
Really heavy hammers.
Yeah, I've been playing Wrecking Crew for the NES. No, I'm kidding. Oh. Red Faction Guerrilla. That's a very good game.
Which is like this generation of Wrecking Crew for the NES.
Pretty
much. It literally has a mode called Wrecking Crew.
Just like Wrecking Crew, only on Mars.
So, and Scampi, answer me this question. Does it have giant walking wrenches?
No, that's not good.
I guess.
Thank God. For a second,
thank
I
God,
thought
Drath,
I wasn't.
Drath likes the wrench.
Okay, yeah, well, Red Faction. I know Elpham's played the demo. Have either of you guys?
No.
I've had a look at it, and I like the other two Red Faction games, but I haven't played it.
I bought this game for $109, which, to put it in perspective for Americans, is $81 American, something really
close
to that.
That's $10 cheaper over here, by the way.
Is it?
Anyway.
Yeah, the 120 new release.
Let's not talk about the economy, it's boring.
Yeah, oh, this is not the economy, it's always been
Let's not talk about the economy.
The economy.
Oh, fuck, I can't believe you've just done this.
I can't believe you've added it just to it. It's just,
I'll give you a quick rundown.
Yep, that's the way I roll.
Games pretty much.
Okay, so Drath, what have you been playing?
Yeah.
Everything. Okay, well, that's
okay then, what have you been playing, Elpham?
No. I've been playing lots of Heroes of Might and Magic 5, so it means the Hammers of Fate. So Elpham might like that.
That's good segue.
And Tribes of the East.
That's all I'm going to say.
They're really good games. They're like, I usually don't really like turn-based games that much, except for Heroes of Might and Magic and Pokemans.
Pokemans?
Let me show you them.
Pokemon? What do you like to play?
Yeah. Right now I'm playing Team Fortress 2.
What, again?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Can we get back to me? I'm more
no, because we all hate you, you filthy whore. I'm not going to be on for 5 weeks.
Listen to the rap music.
You have to ruin the podcast every time. Someone else.
It was going all so well.
No,
you have to fuck
don't,
it up.
Don't lie to yourself.
I can't believe you've done this.
Okay, guys. I bought Bioshock, and I played through that completely, in one run, pretty much.
Wait, what?
And I have to say, Bioshock, it's a video game. Have you heard of it?
No, video games? We don't talk about video games anymore.
Hey guys, do you guys want to play some video games?
Hey Craig. Craig, do me a favor. Shut up.
Oh, yeah, guys, also, I decided to actually play my Xbox for the first time. I turn it on, and what happens? It red rings. First time I ever turn it on, red ring. I'm like, oh, fuck's sake.
I can't believe that's happened.
No.
How many times have I done that now?
Probably
50. Yeah, how many times have you done this?
Oh.
I can't believe you've done this so many times.
I'm not going to say it.
Oh, fuck.
Am I the only person who hasn't said it? Am I literally the only person in this podcast who hasn't done this? Oh.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, Bioshock is a very scary game, and I pooped my pants. That is all.
Fuck off, it's scary.
No,
System
it's scary
Shock
because,
2
no,
was...
Because I play
will be shot.
Like a man. Like a man. And also, I have headphones. Like a man.
And also, kids listen to Rat.
Anyway, System Shock 2 was better and scarier than Bioshock, but Bioshock is still a great game.
Is Bioshock have anything to do with System Shock?
Yes,
yeah, it's just like the spiritual successor, apparently.
Yeah.
I thought Dead Space was a spiritual successor.
No.
Dead Space is nothing like System Shock.
I thought your mom...
Look it
Bioshock's underwater, Dead Space is in space.
So is System Shock 2.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. No. What else have I been playing? I rented Prototype, which is
that's a damn
very
good
red.
Game.
The whole thing is red.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's my TV, but everything is red. It's really
maybe
awkward.
Maybe you've been playing the Virtual Boy too long.
No, everything is red. Oh. I've got it on my PC. Woo! PC gamers represent.
Privacy.
You just did it.
That's
I can't believe I just represented that. Hey guys, quick question. Why are people from Colombia joining Australian servers?
Colombia, as in like, Cigar Colombia?
Yes, yeah, Cigar Colombia.
Okay, Cigar Colombia.
But whereabouts do you think you're on about?
Cigarbia.
Scambu references all countries in terms of cigars, alcohol, and women.
And pretty much.
And little boys.
Yeah. I have a chart, actually. A Venn diagram. Wait. I've played something else, but I completely forgot what it was.
Is it a video game?
You know what? Okay. Let's just go to Craig.
Rocket Right. No, shut up.
Scambo, we get that you've played a lot of games. Let's just go to Craig.
No. Dude, this one's really important. Battlefield 1943.
Oh,
that game... I'll bust your ass.
Dad, I've never really liked right. Battlefield games, so...
So let's head...
Battlefield...
Get the hell out of here.
Jealous. Yeah, anyway, Battlefield is really good, except I can't fly a plane. If I had no arms, I could probably fly a plane better. Honestly, it's the hardest thing ever.
Move it.
It's not the hardest thing ever.
So has anyone...
I know something that's hard.
Wait, has anyone here ever played that game?
You'd have to narrow it down a bit.
Frontlands Fuel of War? Because it can't be as hard as piloting a helicopter in that game.
I saw that game for $9, the collector's edition for $9 at my local block.
Yeah,
I
didn't buy it.
What was in the collector's edition?
I got the collector's edition for $75, and the game by itself, like just normal edition, was $100. So I was like, which one I'll buy?
Choice.
What was in the collector's edition? It was inside like a glass cabinet, so I didn't see. What was in the collector's edition?
It was like an arm patch you can iron on, and that's pretty much it.
It's in a different box, basically.
You got the soundtrack, and yeah, that's about it. So.
Oh, that's really
and a bunch of other stuff. but I can't remember.
Speaking about Blockbuster, I found one that was close to me, and it had new games. So I can actually play some. So I played Wanted, and I finished that in like 20 minutes. That game is the shortest thing ever.
Shorter than your penis. Oh, snap!
Oh, obvious joke is so fucking obvious.
Yeah. My penis is totally 20 minutes long.
Yeah, but you said it was the shortest thing ever, so...
Shut up. And also...
Oh, don't be so pedantic!
I can't believe you just said that.
Who erected this conversation?
Okay, I played Fallout 3, which I did not like. I don't know why, I just didn't like it.
Well, back to Bioshock. Yeah. You see me, Seaman?
I was actually a bigger fan of the other two Fallouts, but...
And I haven't played the other two. They're like, aren't they like PS1 RTS games or something?
No, they're the PC RTS games. And they're turn-based, sort of.
Impatient Elbow is impatient.
Ha ha ha.
Burn.
Okay, let's just move on to Craig. So we get that Scamber's been playing a lot of games. Craig, what have you been playing?
Been playing a lot of video games.
No!
Oh, fuck, I can't believe you just did that. Anyway, I've been playing a lot. I've just been playing Fallout 3, which Scambo doesn't like because he's a dick. Because I think it's brilliant.
Yeah. That's probably because it's the only game you can afford, so you always think it's good. Like, kids.
Fuck you, anyway.
It's good to have it.
We've also been playing Little Big Planet a bit, you know, looking for their levels, even though 90%
of them are crap. There is Ghostbusters in Little Big Planet now.
Yes, there is.
Continue.
Anyway, I've also been playing Mirror's Edge for a bit, but that can be a bit frustrating. And nice. And I did say, fuck, I cannot believe this game just did that.
Oh, fuck's sake, man.
Well, what else have I been playing? I think not Gran Turismo, the other one. Grand Theft Auto 4.
That's all. They're the same game anyway.
You race cars in one game, you kill hookers in another one. Yeah, the two peas in a pod.
Did you see Gran Torino? That's pretty similar also.
Gran Torino was a good movie. I liked it.
Did you?
Get off my lawn.
I didn't even see it.
Get off of my lawn.
What is it actually about, that film?
It's about this racist white man.
Yeah, it's about a racist white guy. Actually, he tells a joke at a restaurant. You know what the joke is? A Jew, an Asian, and a colored person walk into a bar, and the bartender says, "Get the fuck out."
Ha ha ha. Oh god, that's
you
so
racist
bad.
Bastard.
I can't believe I've just laughed at that.
I'm free to laugh at it because I'm Jewish.
I bet you are.
I'm free to laugh at it because I'm white.
Yep. Because you're a filthy racist.
Filthy.
I'm pretty good.
I think everyone's slightly off topic.
Okay, so let's just go to me because I'm more important than all.
Whoa, I haven't finished yet.
That's too bad.
I haven't announced.
I didn't finish
it
either.
Elpalm hit 1,000 gamer score. Everyone clap.
Wow, man, yours is still under me.
Bravo.
Thanks.
Drat doesn't even have a 360 that works, and he still has a higher gamer score.
You've probably got
a thousand gamer score just for breaking it.
You know, I haven't actually beaten a single game on my 360.
That's because you suck.
No, it's because online play is like really distracting. Because I'll have
That's everyone's excuse.
Oh yeah, because you know, there's not achievements online for online play as well, aren't there?
No, there are. Like Left 4 Dead, I have like 460 gamer score. Gasp is here, so let Gasp in.
No.
Make me.
Fine, we'll let him in after this for the news, but okay.
Elpalm. I bought Left 4 Dead, so we should play that later.
Yeah, let's play when the podcast is over.
I stopped playing Left 4 Dead when all the noobs started buying it.
And the boycott started.
All the noobs.
The noobs, i.e. me and Scamboo.
Yeah.
Oh, no, seriously.
You know that?
Yeah, shut the hell up, I don't care if I am.
Elpam, once a noob, always a noob.
Indeed. Okay,
no,
but
seriously,
I've been playing...
One thing I don't understand about new players to Left 4 Dead is why the hell can't they, like, play with computers before they go, like, online and kind of know what they're meant to do.
First of all, what system do you play this on? PC, right? I'm guessing?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a PC gamer.
I'm pretty sure they are already playing with computers.
Okay, but yeah, that is smart ass.
Okay. Continue. Where was talking? Elfar.
Yeah, but it's just really annoying when you get players on your team and they have no idea what they're doing.
That's because that's you.
Liar!
Fat.
I don't really know because I haven't really.
Guys, guys, according to Gasp, we are a bunch of fucking bastards. A bunch.
A bunch.
Dude, I'm pretty sure I just heard a really funny joke. Bunch.
Ba-bum-bunched.
Okay, I can't believe you just said that.
Oh, Jeff, that was fucking stupid.
Okay, well, I've been playing, I bought Plants vs. Zombies, so I played that a bit, and it is frustrating, but it's fun.
Wow.
How's it frustrating? You must really suck.
Yeah, you suck. I didn't die once. I think I died, like, maybe once.
Yeah, frustrating me. It's frustrating me. I haven't died, but it just annoys me. I like it, though. I like it. It's a good game. I have been playing Halo 3 with Scamboo and his friends and his brother.
Did you lose?
Yes.
A fucking surprise.
Scamboo wants to be able to screen cap stuff and send it out just so he can show you guys that I suck.
Yeah, you just screen cap that shit.
I've also been playing lots of a game you guys probably don't know about. It's called Dota.
Oh, I've never heard of this.
That's the Ancients Warcraft 3. I've never heard of it ever.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Was a guess.
Defense of the Ancients. That's a pretty good guess, man.
Yeah. I'm playing Left 4 Dead. Okay, let's take a break now.
No.
Yes, we're gonna take a break. We're gonna take a break and then we're gonna come back.
No, you guys.
Shut the hell up. We're gonna come back with the news. Break,
you mean 2 seconds of explaining what we're just gonna do and then
you're a racist.
News and new releases. Ah.
Let's do this!
But you guys, we're still counting down!
59?
No. Love count!
Wait, what comes after 56? 70? 69?
95?
Wah, wah, wah.
Okay, go!
So, guys, you guys know what we really need? We really need that Seinfeld sound, that boom, bum,
bum.
No, someone else is already doing that.
I don't mean to interrupt this comedic genius, but this is the new segment, segment.
If someone put that in, I'd be like, I can't believe you've just done this.
Yes, we need I can't believe you've done this, and we need a soundbite of just Bill Cosby going,
Cosby?
Why is the news, by the way?
You.
I have it. Guys.
Guys, you still have it. I know you have it.
Oh. Don't give it me.
And they're going to suck balls.
Wait, you guys, can you guys just shut up for 1 second?
Thanks. You already did.
Shut up, guys!
Shh. I'm gonna play video. Shut up.
Shut up.
Please. Here we go.
Yeah. That was not worth it.
It was not worth shutting up.
Okay, Gasp, stop sounding like a drowning wasp and get going with the news. Oh, no, wait, Scamboo has the news.
I have the news.
Am I still drowning? Hooray.
The news, oh my god. Dear God. Okay, a World of Warcraft movie. It's happening. Sam Raimi is directing it also.
Well, that's weird. I mean, we can all sit in the cinema for 20 hours while someone number grinds up to level 3.
Yeah. Well, as long as it's not as bad as Spider-Man 3, I don't really care.
Oh, fair enough. Anyway.
Okay,
Is anyone actually going to see it?
Yeah, maybe.
Depends if its reviews are over 1 out of 10.
No, I mean, the franchise Warcraft is, I mean, rich in characters.
It's a lot of money, so they're probably going to at least make it decent. But then again, it's really...
Okay. Drath, by your logic, Transformers 2 should have been good.
It is good, isn't it?
I haven't seen it.
Because it has a lot of money behind it, just doesn't mean it's good. Because Transformers 2 was not very good. Okay.
It's not bad.
There is a scene with a small robot humping Megan Fox's leg.
I wouldn't mind seeing that. What are you talking about?
And you didn't like that scene? It was comedic.
To be honest, I would also. But it's in a movie.
So good point.
Okay.
Dude, robot humping makes things good.
Do you guys know Jetfire from Transformers? The Decepticon who turned into an Autobot. Whatever. He wakes
They're
from like
not Transformer nerds.
Shut up. He wakes from like a 500-year-old sleep or like a really long like sleep or whatever.
It's pretty long
he
wakes sleep.
Up. He wakes up, first thing he does, farts.
Awesome.
And that's meant to be
Isn't that what most people do when they get up?
What?
Yo, has television been lying to me again?
Okay, what else? What else is there really bad? Okay, the black robots are the worst thing. Oh my god.
Oh, better the white robots, you'll be fine.
They can't lead and they have a golden tooth. And the only things they say
Scamboo.
Like, yo, bitch ass pussy. No, you're bitch ass pussy.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah,
Scamboo, at the school I go to, there's a kid and he's the biggest Transformers fan ever.
Wait, where?
He could. At my school. Jeez, man.
Hey, guys, if you want, just
pin Australians.
The show, and I'll give you Drath's address, okay? Just, yeah.
Get a box. Assemble.
Give them my address.
Fine. No, that's not very good.
See what happens when you arrive there, bitches.
Wait.
I'll throw my PC at you.
Here's my idea. We make the Seinfeld theme our new podcast theme instead of...
No.
Yes. No.
Yes.
No.
No, because that's no.
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 How have you found me?
No.
Okay, listen, all I know is that we are all a bunch of fucking bastards.
Yes.
A bunch.
A bunch.
Okay, guys, the next
I knew it was wrong, man. It's just that the M is so next to the N key. Come on, give me
a bunch.
Maybe if you didn't have such fat fingers, lay up on the book. Okay.
Now I could make a mother.
You know
joke,
who did enjoy those fat fingers last night, though?
Shut up. Next update. A new Xbox Live dashboard update is coming. I know me and Elfarm play the Xbox.
Don't worry, Gus, there's no need to give a shit.
I'll check that out with my red ringed Xbox, eh?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Have you tried the towel trick?
Hey guys, I'm gonna play my Xbox for the first time. Turn it on, red ring.
Okay.
Awesome.
That's what happens when you buy things from the internet.
Oh my god. Okay, that's
what happens when you buy things in Australia.
That happens when you buy things just from Microsoft altogether.
Fair point.
Okay,
Windows Vista hasn't had a problem. I think it's a bit overdue.
Yeah, the Windows Vista problem, it's Windows Vista.
Yeah.
I think that people overreact a little about
Windows. Yeah, they did. Vista. I haven't had any problems with Windows Vista.
Yeah, me neither.
I've had a million problems with Windows Vista, so should I?
I have.
No, you guys.
That's because you guys are fucking retards and you can't believe that.
Well, excuse me for being stupid.
You are excused.
You said it, not me.
Okay. Yeah, the Xbox Live update, there's a bunch of Netflix crap. You can buy stuff for your fucking avatar now for no reason.
More likes for your avatar. Hooray.
You can download full games.
No, no, go back to the avatars.
You can rate stuff.
Oh, fuck you, Scamble.
If your party gets disconnected, you can bring it back. Timestamps.
What? Timestamp? What the hell is a timestamp?
Community.
Who
games
makes up this shit?
Community games will be renamed to indie games, which is revolutionary.
Complain.
Voice messages.
Now everyone is going to be confused about the name.
Voice messages? No more blank voice messages. When recording a voice message, a warning will pop up if no audio is detected.
Why are we talking about this?
Shut up. You can see how long you've been a gold member for.
Whoa. Extreme.
That's pretty much all.
To be honest, this update doesn't seem that revolutionary.
The main part of the update is that you can download full games, pretty much. So.
Hooray.
Yeah. Okay,
I can't just buy them.
Yeah, the MPs.
It's like, you don't have to go to the store or walk and do exercise. You could just sit at home and buy games there.
Yeah, I'll go to I'll go from 10 to 1. Number 10, Infamous for the PS3. It's all 192,000. Craig or Gasp, you guys played it?
I played the demo.
It was pretty shocking. The millionth time I have said that.
We've already made those
jokes ages ago.
Like 10 times already.
Milestone achievement. Guys. Say another freaking lightning pun about Infamous.
2 weeks ago, I was swimming in the ocean and I got caught in a current. Boom.
Ha ha ha.
An electric current.
You could say that the current magnetized you to it.
No, I couldn't say that because that just
it had electrifying gameplay.
Okay, number 9. Red Faction Guerrilla.
Guerrilla. He's a guerrilla.
Red Faction Guerrilla SA. Tamale. Yeah, it's a very good game.
I apologize to all Mexicans who's watching this. I mean you, Jose.
Yeah, and even in Portuguese, you don't say the U is gay. Gay real, not gay.
Hey guys, did you guys know that people watch this podcast? I thought they just listened to it.
The video
yes, they do.
Guys.
They have, little hidden cameras in all our houses while we record.
Oh, alright.
Yes, and they can see me scratch my balls right now.
Oh.
That's the funniest thing, I was scratching my balls.
I'm joking.
We are so
I was just about to scratch my balls.
Number 8, Mario Kart Wii. Oh, that's worse.
That doesn't mean it work.
Number 7 and 6 were our Fight Night Round 4.
Okay.
Nah, anyway. I played the demo and it's different to use the... It's kind of weird to use the analog stick to throw punches,
bitches like you, they are patching in button controls. So now you can dry your eyes.
I didn't say they were bad, I said they were weird at first.
No, you said you were bitching.
Dry your eyes.
Dry your eyes. Okay, by the way, Wii Fit, number 5. It's really dumb.
But I'm not fat yet, so...
Tiger Woods, 10 for the Wii, which is apparently good.
I don't get about Tiger Woods is why would you buy it not on the Wii? Because on the Wii you could actually, use it as a golf club instead of pissing about...
Okay, Craig.
Because
Craig.
It actually requires movement?
Yeah.
Craig. Here's a crazy concept for you.
Okay.
Some people don't own Wiis.
Or don't like...
Only 180 kids.
Or a racist. number 3. Number 3 is I...
Who doesn't have a Nintendo Wii?
I don't. Esports.
Even I do. I have a Nintendo Wii. Come on.
Bitch.
Nintendo doesn't own my Wii.
Oh my god.
Well, yes,
number 2, UFC 2009. You punch people.
But that game is really, really good.
Yeah.
Really. Have you played it?
UFC? Yeah, I have. I went online, got knocked out, flash knockout straight away. Then I'm like, fuck this.
That was an enjoyable time.
It isn't very hard to get in. I mean, the controls are
easy to learn and all
except
that.
Except the floor, except like the grapple controls.
Oh really yeah, bad. That you have to use the stick. I mean, it's
you have to use the stick.
I don't even know.
It's an analog stick. You fucking bastard.
Number one prototype for 360.
It's fun, but not
it's
that
red. It's not fun enough to sell 420,000 copies.
No, I mean, it's fun to play all the destruction and all that, and swinging around and flying and destroying tanks, and cars, and people.
You sure you're not describing Grand Theft Auto 4 again?
You can get a tank, run over like 500 people, and if you miss one person, they don't even run away or care. They're just still standing there. Like,
wait, what game are we talking about now?
No, what
the thing
is that it is so bland, all the graphics and the textures and all that.
Don't fucking start.
I can't believe I've done this. Okay.
That's actually starting to be not funny.
Prototype really, really gets boring after a while. I rented it for one night, and that was good enough for me. I wouldn't buy it. $60.
I finished it, but yeah, it wasn't really. The ending was shit as well.
Spoiler alert!
You actually pay attention to the story. You're a sad person. That story.
You got emo as shit and start cutting people.
I'm a superhero.
I still prefer.
It's kind of disappointing straight away because you know you have amnesia. So points for originality there, guys.
Dude, the dumbest part though. Is he's a superhero with powers. He can throw tanks at helicopters, and he wants to find out who did it to him. Like, if you're a superhero, got powers, I wouldn't question anyone. I'd just be like, "Yep, cool. I got superpowers. That's good." I wouldn't go around killing everyone in New York City to find out who gave me superpowers.
Yeah, imagine the publicity.
Yeah, but you can surf bodies, so.
What do you know, right?
That's like the first moment of the game. You can surf bodies, so
surf.
Like, if he had one-liners like, "Wow, I really caught that wave."
Hardy, hardy, ha.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I would say something like,
"Hey, guys, do you know what else that company made? The Terminator for the NES." That game was pretty shit.
And that game was crap.
Yes, it was.
Okay. So, you guys, here's a question for you all. Have you guys ever wanted to stalk someone, but didn't have the equipment?
I know you did.
No.
I know I did. I'm just asking you guys. Okay, so...
only you of all Australians, honestly.
Okay, so...
You really need equipment for stalking someone?
This game just images Gamble walking behind some
pedophile as well.
Smelling.
If you need to stalk somebody, you just get Animal Crossing.
Drath.
Yes, get Animal Crossing.
Drath, you do need equipment to be a pedophile, if you know what I mean.
to stalk someone.
The idea if Chris Hansen was listening to this, he'd be shitting.
Yeah. Okay.
I can just see like his eyes peeking over my windowsill, just going, "I see you in there."
Okay. If you really want to stalk someone, you really need one thing: the internet.
If you really want to stalk someone, you need Chris Hansen. He's like the expert at stalking people.
I can't control my horny level.
Okay, guys.
Okay.
I was obviously referring to Modern Warfare 2, which comes in 9 missions and a head to store them on.
And it's going to cost as much as an Xbox. So,
I've made this joke already off air, but this game gives you heads.
Gives you
prepare for no one to understand that.
Prepare for Craig to not understand it.
Okay.
Oh god, I can't believe you just did that.
In the pack, it comes with a pair of working, I say that in quotes, night vision goggles, a game case, an art book, a plastic head, and a version of Call of Duty for the arcade.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't actually have a copy of the game.
Yeah, I might buy it just with the game. I'm not going to spend my life savings on this piece of crap.
Yeah, you'll have savings like a day of work.
I mean, as I mentioned on the last week news, I searched some stores that sold night vision goggles, and most of them were really, really expensive.
Yeah, like military grade ones, like 4,000. Like
no, but like, even the cheapest ones were like 200.
Like, well, they're selling it for like 150. Then if it includes all the other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they making any money?
Yeah,
I feel like they aren't going to work for shit, really.
Yeah, I'm sure
these will be like normal binoculars, only they've made them look fancy.
Green, only green. Yeah, they're going to be the quality of...
It's normal binoculars, yes. But with a green lens in front of it.
Guys,
you guys are...
I brought the collector's edition of Call of Duty World at War. It came with a drinking flask. You pull that drinking flask out, on the back it has written on it. You cannot drink with
this. I'm trying to choke Zephyr, but it's not good enough.
You cannot drink from this drinking flask. Okay.
The thing is, while you were saying that, I was trying to have a drink and I started choking. Don't have lots of metaphor.
Drinking from these may cause sudden death.
Okay,
no, not only that, but like the lid was welded on.
Yeah.
So you couldn't open it.
I was gonna say this is not hollow.
What?
Okay.
It was hollow.
It was just welded.
In my opinion, I'm pretty sure that these goggles would be the quality of like a spy kit from a kid's toy store or something. Like, where, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, when you got, like, just like a spy kit.
Could you imagine someone playing Call of Duty like for Modern Warfare 2? They're wearing them. Oh crap! A flash bang! I'm now blind.
I can imagine the best thing ever, where like you see some really, really nerdy guy with his Halo helmet on his cat, where he has the night vision goggles also on top of the helmet, and he sticky tapes the Lancer from Gears of War 2 onto his cat.
Awesome. And his cat's back
that would be the Screw Attack Gaming Cat then.
No, Screw Attack Gaming Cat is dead.
Yeah, I saw that on the forums.
Oh,
I saw it on Twitter, but. That would be oh my god. The best thing about that cat would be like it would have I Can Has Cheeseburger like tattooed on a stack. And when you took the helmet off, it would have like a little mask that said I'm a fire and my laser on it.
If I saw that cat, I would stomp the shit out of it.
Dude, that cat would be just like
not another goddamn meme.
That would just be like that would be meme cat.
I've had it with these memes on these internets.
Okay, guys, here's my story. If I ever saw that cat, I would walk up to it, stomp it, then its owner would come up to me and say, "Oh, I can't believe you've done this."
Oh fuck! I can't believe you've done this.
Okay, the last news story is BioShock 2 delayed until the first half of 2002.
Yeah,
no,
it's Bayonetta.
Bastards.
Which is
I can't believe they've just done that.
I mean, it's good because it's another game that is not going to be released in October because every fucking single game
is going to be released. It's September this year.
Or that, same thing.
Yeah, it also gives them like another half a year to work on.
Yeah, they're not going to push it out of the market.
Wait, but I don't believe it's going to be that delayed. I mean, half an year.
It can't be as delayed as a Blizzard game, so shut the hell up.
They're still working on World of Warcraft 2, aren't they?
It can't be as delayed as Duke Nukem Forever, that's all I'm going to say.
They're probably working on Diablo 2 patch they announced 3 years ago.
Nearly finished it, don't just you wait. Moving on.
They probably took the patch and like turned it into a total update, and now you'll have to pay for it.
Probably did a patch where unicorns start shitting rainbows.
Yeah,
they
probably did turn
it
into like something you have to pay for, and then some whiny bitches made a boycott forum about it.
That is so weak.
Yeah.
And was it with Blizzard and taking forever to release things? With Warcraft 3, you've got like all the Battle.net servers.
We've already There's been one.
There has been one, like, server, and it has been in beta for like 2 years now.
Wow. Great. That's fun.
New releases.
No, more new.
We don't even really need to do new releases because the new releases is an accumulation of 5 weeks.
No, new releases.
And even on those 5 weeks, it's only wheezy.
All those five weeks be like no decent games.
We'll save it for September.
Scambu,
only name like the actually decent games, like the really good ones.
Okay. In August, we are going to have some games, but not this month, I think.
Batman, right? In
August. Yes, Batman Arkham Asylum and something else that Batman I can't remember right now.
Okay, I'll name the good releases, and then I'll name the not-so-good releases. Okay.
No, just shut the feck up.
Everyone shut up.
Shut the feck up, guys.
You guys...
is apparently really good. Wii Sports Resort is apparently ridiculously good.
Is it bollocks?
There's a new Killzone 2 map pack out also.
Yeah.
Oh, you get the flamethrower and bolt.
They are going to release the like all four on the same pack, and it's going to be super.
Yeah, but you get the bolt gun.
Yeah, and the flamethrower. Already.
Yeah.
Suddenly, Gasp and Craigie Boy are talking about games.
Wow.
Whoa. Surprise. Okay,
we're talking about flamethrowers.
So, what would you guys expect a hamster to do in their spare time? Bite crime, maybe?
Jack off.
Bite crime.
Imagine the majority of their time is appearing on YouTube videos. Okay.
These hamsters, there's a movie coming out called G-Force.
Yes.
Fight Prime, and release on the Wii.
Was that G-Spot?
PS.
G-Spot.
And it has the best cover art ever.
No. G-Spot.
Only for the fairies.
Drad. G-Spot.
Oh, don't put that image in my head.
G-Spot. Only a hero this small can get to it.
A
bunch of hamsters climbing.
That's horrible.
Okay, no more. No more picture, please.
I do not
this
want to picture that.
This is almost as traumatizing as the sperm in public pools story.
Oh, what? Yeah.
What?
I was laughing so hard.
Okay, guys.
That was pretty funny.
Yes. Here's what's a really, like? Really intense game coming out this week. Really intense. You ready for this?
Yeah.
No.
Battle Poker.
Whoa.
Battle Poker.
Serious business. Get off.
I'm going to buy this game just because
I'm be talking like this.
Because we love Clint Eastwood.
Fail.
I still haven't watched Gran Torino, and I want to.
It's really
get
good,
off my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
Die a hero, or live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
We have to try and get Clint Eastwood on the podcast.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
What games have you been playing then, Scarecrow?
So, Clint Eastwood, what have you been playing? Well, I've been playing some Grand Theft Auto.
Get away from me, you filthy Jew.
That's Nintendo. I've been playing a lot of Nintendo on my Nintendo DS. Hooray.
I've been playing a lot of Befriend Asian Kids.
No, wait, he'll be playing Grand Theft Auto Chinatown Wars.
Scambu, did you notice Scambu just went quiet when we started making jokes?
No, it's because I actually was looking at something else. What are you guys talking about?
We need to add like a rim shot at the end of our jokes. That will be just...
We need a soundboard, and the only things on
Did
the soundboard would be a
rim
shot.
Job.
No, Jareth, I'm pretty sure he said rim shot.
Okay, just checking.
train home. Birds pass by to tell me that I'm not alone. Well, I'm pushing myself to finish this part and handle a lot. One thing I miss, see your eyes.
Welcome back.
Get off my lawn!
No, you. So this segment's gonna be largely me and Scamboo telling you guys about what we're working on and what we've done behind the scenes that you don't really see on the site, just so you can know what
we've been
doing.
Get off our lawn!
Okay,
we've been setting up signs around our house.
Yeah, we've been putting signs around the house that say, get off my lawn.
And I don't even have a lawn, but I still put some signs.
Get off my house!
Get off my sidewalk!
I told you about standing on that roof.
Get off my balcony.
Biggest announcement of all, and if you've noticed it by this point, good for you. We are now officially just level257.com. We are independent of WordPress as far as domain names are concerned.
Yes.
Yeah,
so...
Guess who paid for it? Guess who? Me. That's right, me. It was all me.
Guess who paid for anything? It's still on WordPress.
You could have bought Nintendo Wii instead.
Dude, I paid for it. I paid for that shit.
How much did it cost? Like, 10 bucks?
Yeah, it was like 10 bucks. Wasn't a lot.
But for 1 year, or...
Oh, no, 10. Three.
Oh, three. Oh,
sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got 3 years of that. And then I only have one for WordPress. Because WordPress apparently charges you a fee for keeping your domain name, which I think is really stupid, but whatever.
Wait, keeping forever? Or
I paid for it. And yeah.
It ended up
costing me like 20 bucks. It wasn't bad.
Yeah, 3 years.
Mom, you know what you could have done with that 20 bucks? You could have bought Battlefield.
I could have bought Battlefield.
It's fun. It's a fun game.
You know, John, it's Battlefield. Ooh, can't wait for the hate mail.
Yes, because we actually have people listening. So,
Drath, you're gonna get some on-air hate mail right here. Shut the fuck up.
He's even played the game, and he knows that you should shut the fuck up.
No, I have played the game.
Oh, you played the game?
Really I like Battlefield.
My friend has the game, and I played it. And it was fun.
Oh.
Yeah, friends.
You know what I would rather buy?
Let's actually talk about the site.
Yeah, let's actually talk about the site. It's a good idea, Mysterious Voice.
Okay. I'd rather stick
rusty nails in my dick hole. Yeah, that's right. I went there.
I demand pictures.
Alright, a couple of us have official level 257 emails, too. A couple of us meeting me, Scamboo, and John. And we have like 47 more that we can register. If you guys want one, just tell me.
Yes, me want.
Me want email.
Okay.
Do one.
The main reason that we gave John one is because he's older, and if he signs up for GamesPro, then he can sign up for GamesPro.
Yeah, Gasp,
which
how old
is because
are you?
He is older. Gasp, I'm 19.
Okay, yeah.
You
Gasp,
can do it as well.
Gasp, I'm going to get you an email, and you should sign up for GamesPro. So,
GamesPro, nice.
GamesPro.com.
Hey! What about my email?
Yeah, we'll get you one. Just shut up.
You
guys.
But you guys know email.
Hey, guys!
All I thought of when Craig did that, all I thought of was, hey, listen. I just imagine like Craig being an annoying. I just imagine Craig being an annoying little fairy. Oh wait.
I've actually been playing lots of Twilight Princess.
Yes, imagine.
I've actually been playing quite a bit of Twilight Princess.
That's too bad, because we're talking about Ocarina of Time.
No!
We're talking about the site. Oh, yeah.
Well, at least you can understand what freaking Navi is saying.
Hey, listen, instead of...
Yeah. It's not...
Okay, more
stuff.
What about the site?
Gus, we'll give you an email because you're like the news dude, and also because you're older and you need to be 18 to sign up.
Yeah, so I'm clear on that.
Yeah, so that's nice. Yeah. We have an old news dude. Draft and Craig, we'll get you one because you'll whine and bitch about it.
Gasp is the Bill O'Reilly of
We'll do it live. Except Gasp, yeah, we'll do it live.
Do it live!
No, it would be like, we'll do it live.
No, I won't. And then I would scream at people for no good reason. Just because I can, and I have a TV have a program.
Hey, yeah, that would be awesome. Can you play us out?
Can I what?
Can you play us out?
Yes.
On the video, you guys are retarded. On the video, the guy goes, Bill O'Reilly's like, to play us out? What does that... I've never seen those words before. Rewrite it, we'll do it again. No, fuck it. Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Bill O'Reilly is the man.
He's singing, man.
He's singing the Keyboard Cat. You guys know that was on... It's right. You know that was on Sunrise? Keyboard Cat was on Sunrise. That is a...
No, that doesn't work.
Okay, but still, about sites, are you working on anything more, or...?
Well, I did some really tech stuff. I added our Twitters.
Yeah, actually, I did that too. I'm gonna email some game companies. I've got like a list, and just try and get some interviews.
No, get smaller ones. Get smaller ones, like,
Atlas.
That's what I've been going for. It's like independent developers.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so, independent.
People who's like smaller studios, so that we can get like.
Have you guys ever heard of Activision, guys? Come on.
Yeah, pretty small.
Yeah, that's interview Activision.
They released some games.
I have lots of questions for those guys.
Hey guys, do you know what pretty
much
any independent
so
game is released on?
What?
PC.
I didn't hear the question.
I like to get an interview with the CEO of Sega.
Yeah, but
why can't they make good games anymore?
But is the CEO
it got on how to make them?
3D Realms. No,
they can't make a freaking...
CEO of 3D Realms. Duke Nukem. You shame.
Get out.
Get out of my podcast.
How's fun of Duke Nukem Forever? I hear you've been doing lots of work.
You know why I called you over here? So I could tell you to get off.
I'm on.
So, but still, any articles or anything at all?
I wrote up something.
Yeah, people, most of the stuff that's being written.
Did that have bad habits?
The whole idea of Scamble writing something is the media at first.
I'm also going to write another game on the go eventually. Eventually.
Oh,
eventually.
Another thing.
It's been like 3 months before.
Yeah.
Another thing I wanted to talk about, just really quick, is as we're getting like more professional and actually being serious business.
That's not even possible.
No, we are kind of getting more serious business about this though.
We are?
We're going for game.
Maybe you have.
We are going for a games Pump. Press.
Elpump, what we really need now is for you to be a good editor.
Hey. Coming from you, Scampoo, we all know your programmer and spelling is just Microsoft Word.
Yes.
And even then it sucks.
I actually don't use Word, I just use my browser.
Here's an idea for you guys. How about I never write up anything again, and just be the editor?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
No,
I'll just be the editor and I'll write up. I'll write up some stuff. But
how about you leave up 257 and never come back?
How about you have a nice cup of tea of shut the fuck up?
No, just stay in admin.
You ruined that. You ruined it. It's a cup of tea. It's just cups.
Just have a nice cup of tea.
Oh, fuck, I can't believe you just done this.
Craig, you screwed it up. It's why don't you just have a nice cup of shut the fuck up?
But I don't give the fuck about memes.
It's not a nice cup of tea of shut the fuck up.
Tea of shut
What kind of tea is that for? Shut the fuck up.
Don't you know about getting those fuck up tea bags?
Wait, you guys want to see something really funny?
Tea bag, give me a second.
On the website that I use for the trophy cards for the PS3, it gives out points instead of, instead of trophies. Like, tells you trophies and points, and Gasp has more points than Elpalm. and, like, Gasp is terrible. Do you know what I mean? Like, yes. Elfram only had...
Elfram only had that. I wasn't listening because it was Scamboo talking.
That's because I'm not a trophy whore. I don't care about trophies.
Yeah, that's kind of my approach. I'm not really an achievement whore.
Oh, you say that now.
I'm not. I might be later, but I'm not an achievement whore when I have not got many points.
You're just saying that because you have a shitty gamer score.
Exactly.
That's why I'm saying it. Because I have a shitty gamer score.
You guys,
because you suck.
No, but
yes, so there's one guy, the world record for the highest gamer score is like 340,000.
How?
It's some just about every shitty game ever.
It's some Italian guy, I think.
It's not Mario, is it?
I was about to say that.
It's
a rave for him not getting out of the house, ever.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to buy, if you think about that, that's 304 games you buy. Each one you get every point you can.
It's like buying every single game, even crappy ones, just to get freaking points.
Okay, here, wait, I'll look
the nice
at
thing
the
about crappy games, though, is that usually they have really easy achievement points.
Yeah.
Unless controls are boosted.
Yeah, that's why Opam played the Hannah Montana game.
Wait.
Full snap!
You're not supposed to tell anyone about that.
Yeah. I can't believe you've just told them that.
Okay,
I can't believe you've done this.
Opam, this is like a completely separate thing. Like, ignore this from the podcast, like... but... Do you want to play Left 4 Dead after this?
Yeah.
You have to get off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's just finish,
I was just thinking of...
I can't believe you've done this.
Actually, on that note, we have pretty much done everything we can. So, let's finish up.
Oh, wait. I haven't said something.
What do you want to say?
Yes.
Because I'm working on something for the site. For a change, because, yeah, I'm...
Did you ever finish that Shaq Fu thing?
No, it's still on the works.
No, you have to destroy two games. How can it be in the works?
No, because I want to do
more tricky tasks than you thought.
I want to do something.
He's named them. He's attached.
Come on, you Russia, you've got nuclear warheads to use.
He calls them Shaki and Fufu.
Shaki. Okay.
If you're not going to destroy him, I will.
No, because the deal is, I want to do something different. I don't want just to smash it. Because if it was that, I would have done it already.
You see, Gasp, that's why you send it to me in America, where we have easy access guns.
Well, you send it to me, so I have a copy of it. That's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, I'd probably just shoot one and take another one and take the little label off.
Because
and put
it's the
on.
Best fighting game ever.
Wait, but the... As I was saying, I'm working on a little preview of
penis?
Uncharted 2.
No,
because I managed
that will get more parts.
Fuck you.
Uncharted 2 among penis.
And then Alvin says, "We are getting more professional." Oh yes, we are.
I'm sorry, I take everything I said back.
Drake to I'm not gonna say. I am more professional.
Phoenixland.
So he's working on a preview and he's gonna do something with the Shaq preview.
I heard there's penis dragons there.
No, you know about that website, right? Phoenixland.com?
It's Penn
Island, jeez.
God, you
what I was saying earlier is as we get a bit, and when I say a bit I mean like a tiny bit more professional.
Yes.
As in, like, asking for interviews and going to games for us and stuff like that, and actually trying to become a viable site.
Viable is a funny word.
The big one, yeah.
Yes, it is a funny word.
What do you mean by this
as
viable?
We do that, like, what do you guys think about these, about, like, aliases?
Aliases.
I don't get it.
I think that was
a shitty TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what I think is that, like, on the podcast, we could use our real names.
Yeah.
Like Caleb, Craig, Oliver, and Casper the Friendly Ghost.
And Clayton. Don't forget Clayton.
It's Clay.
No, it's Clayton. We all know it's Clay.
Yeah,
we are going to call you Clayton from now on.
Yeah, you have a you're named after some sort of thing you make.
Let's just try and shift some, see if it works.
Isn't Elpalm the name of a Pokemon?
No, that's it's like not.
Isn't Scamping a whore or something?
I heard it was the name of a law.
There's a difference between a whore and a whorehouse.
There is one. Fuck. Is that like Owl Palm or something? Is the name of some Pokemon?
I'm gonna die now. Owl Palm. I'm gonna look it up.
Pikachu, that's it. No.
I guess yes, I've done this.
The Pokemon named Owl Palm is Pikachu.
Yeah.
Probably. Okay. Do you remember on the show, like, there was a part over. Where...
We'll talk this over at a later date. But, I'm looking at this.
What are you looking at?
Explosive fluid core. Okay, explosive powder core.
What are you... Can you guys tell me what you're looking at? I'm in Team Fortress 2, guys.
We're playing Team Fortress, you motherfucker.
I'm playing video games, guys.
There it is. A-Palm. A-I-P-O-M. And that's my story.
Okay, I'm fine.
You guys search me on Google. That's what it is.
It's in the fourth picture.
I'm going to...
Oh, all of them. Fifth picture.
Yeah. Oh wow!
What are you laughing at, crazy?
You know, there's when you go to Google Images and you search for Scamboo penis, there's actually results.
No, just search for Scamboo. It's all like my
257, of course.
Dude, it's my gamer card, my avatar, level 257 thing, gaming on the go, and also a picture of the guy from Lethal Weapon. I forget his name.
Yeah.
What's his name? The weapon.
I actually feel sick now.
Why do you have, like, Scamble penis? Scamble penis.
It gets worse on page 2.
Awesome.
Pretty sure this is deteriorated enough. I don't think we have to, like, lower our dignity anymore. Just end this.
Yes, it is quite low right now.
L-Bomb, end the suffering.
Okay, we're gonna end this here. All I'm gonna say about this week... There's a website called scambu.net.
Not funny, in case you guys...
All I can say to that is Shabbat Shalom.
Fuck.
Okay, I'm gonna end the suffering now.
Yeah, it's better if you win.
So we'll finish it up here. We'll see you next week. All I can say to you... If you've listened to this whole thing, all I can say to you is... I can't believe you've listened to this.
And thank you.